Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. Today, we have the privilege of diving into one of the most beautiful, profound scripture passages in the entire Bible. It's a beautiful hymn in Philippians chapter 2, talking about the kenosis of Jesus, how Jesus emptied himself to become one of us. He humbled himself. We're going to talk about the humility of Jesus, the centrality of humility in the life of the Christian. And Lord, we ask you today, actually on this election day, today in the United States here, it's the day to get out and vote. So don't forget to get out and vote, friends. Remember to go out with an informed conscience and to go out and to remember who you are in Christ and the things that are really at stake in this vote today. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the gift of your Son. We thank you for his profound revelation of your own nature and who you are and who we were made to be and who Jesus is now forming us to be and giving us a share in his own life. We ask you for the gift of humility and to walk in his footsteps. I pray that you give us greater and greater faith to confess his lordship over us and to extend his kingdom in this world, a world that needs it so badly. Lord, we pray today that you extend your mercy on our country, pour out your Holy Spirit, and allow each person who's listening to this program today to be able to see and to touch and to experience the wonder and the beauty and the majesty of your Son as he reveals to us what is of central importance to you for each and every one of us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So we're given the first reading today in Philippians chapter 2, begins in verse 5. I'll begin earlier than that, right at the chapter 2, verse 1, just to give a little background here. So Paul's setting it up. He says, so if there's any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Paul is exhorting, he's praying for, he's encouraging the brothers and sisters here in using almost as fully as he can express it. He's calling them to unity in Christ, to having the same mind, to put on the mind of Christ. He talks about in 1 Corinthians that we who know Jesus or walking in Christ have received the revelation of the gospel. So we have the mind of Christ. Christ has a way of looking at reality. He reveals to us the truth, the ground of all reality. And his is not just another opinion. He's the Lord of all. He reveals the very core and truth about the meaning of all of this that we're living through, the very reality of our existence, and how he defines for us the meaning of life, the good life, the what it means to fulfill our destiny. What's the root core of what the Father has made us for. Jesus reveals it to us. Verse 3 says, do nothing from selfishness or conceit, but in humility, count others better than yourselves. So, humility, it's the central theme of today's show, but the central theme of today's reading here from Philippians. And one of the most precious things that Jesus revealed is that God, the Godhead, is attracted to, loves, and lives by what we call humility. It's the only virtue that Jesus declared about himself in some way. He described in Matthew chapter 11, he said, he's meek and humble of heart. He said, this is what I'm like. I'm meek and humble of heart. Jesus exhorted us in the Gospels himself to understand the central importance of this virtue of humility. He said he was, in Matthew 23, said he who is greatest among you should become the servant. And whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Jesus made it so clear. He said, I'm among you as one who serves. Talking to the apostles, he said, I don't want you to lead like other people are leading around you in the world, who lord it over other people, who love to exercise their position above others and to exercise and throw their weight around. Jesus at the Last Supper got on his knees and washed the feet of each of the apostles, underlining again and again this central importance that for Jesus, leadership means service. At the core of that service is humility, is a humble heart. Now, Philippians goes on and teaches us a lot about that humility. Counting others better than ourselves, by the way, is not to say everybody's good and I'm just bad. That's not the point. Everybody is worthy of your service because they're made in the image and likeness of God. They don't exist to serve you. Our calling as human beings, as we walk in the footsteps of Jesus, is to express the desire to love, that is to will the good of the other and to be at the service of another so they can be strengthened and lifted up and to be brought into relationship with God and to know their true dignity. To be humble is not to think badly of ourselves, it's just to think less about ourselves, not be preoccupied with ourselves, but to see ourselves in the light of God. What we have to boast in that's worth anything is only what we've been given from God, that we're made in the image and likeness of God. It's a gift to us. And so we receive it as a gift, and we freely give to others. So have this mind among yourselves, Paul says, which was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, he did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. He emptied himself. The word there is kenosis, the self-emptying. Jesus didn't live by what he could live by, the full prerogatives of what he has, his power, his majesty, his authority. He became one of us. He became a human being. He entered his own creation to reveal to us who we are, how we're meant to live. Perfectly, he revealed it to us. And then from the earth, from us, from this race of people, he orients us to the Father. You know, in the garden, Adam and Eve were seduced by the enemy. They refused to trust God. They believed lies about God, and they turned their back on God. They disobeyed him and turned away from him. Jesus comes in total trust and abandonment to the Father. He knows and he reveals to us the character of the Father, and that the Father is good. The Father's merciful. He's kind. He's loving. And that the only sane thing, the only just thing, the only right thing is to radically surrender our lives in trust to God. And Jesus shows us here that that is expressed through obedience, believing, saying yes to God's will. So Jesus empties himself so that he can live with us, he can show us, he can turn the human race back to God in a God-directed direction and make it possible through his death and resurrection to have a new power and a new capacity and to set our relationship right with God so that we can begin to live now from not a source of mistrust or out of the sin sickness of the human heart, but we're given a new power and a new heart and new capacity in Jesus and the presence and the power of the Spirit to give to the Father what Jesus did, to be caught up in Jesus' movement of bringing the human race back to the Father. In verse 8, he said, and being found in human form, that is, okay, he's Mary's son. We know he's a historical person. He humbled himself to become one of us. And it says, he humbled himself and became obedient. So you can ask the question, well, what does humility look like? What does it mean when Jesus said, humble yourself? St. Peter said, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and he will raise you up. Jesus is revealing to us the economy of the kingdom of God, how it works. The humble are exalted because they're like God. God is working in them. Their hearts are directed in humility and gratitude to God and are at the service of God and God's purpose and plan. The proud don't want to be humble. They don't want to receive. The proud want to be the source of their own greatness. That temptation is in all of us, friends. That great sin of pride that humanity fights in battles. And without the Lord, we have no power over it. But in Him, with His anointing, with His grace, with His Holy Spirit, He wants to teach us this. And so He says, He calls us and He commands us really to humble ourselves. He said, because this is the way of a disciple. This is the way of Jesus. And it's the way of Jesus because it expresses who Jesus is. He said, I'm meek and I'm humble. That's who I am. And it's beautiful, and He's beautiful. So He humbles Himself, and how is humility expressed? By becoming obedient. That's a tough one for human pride. It's a tough one for us. And Jesus is saying, understand this about yourself. You are going to have in your flesh and the temptations of the world and the seductions of the enemy a battle to fight. Because those sources of power, that disordered energy that's present there, is going to constantly prompt you, lead you, tempt you, seduce you into insisting that others should obey you rather than you should obey. You should be in a posture of obedience, or that you resist the reality that the fundamental posture of a disciple, of one who's alive in Christ, is to receive, not to assert identity. We receive our identity from God. That's the source of our dignity. We receive it and receive God's will. God reveals to us who we are and how we're called to live, and His commandments make that clear. But there's something in us called the flesh that is susceptible to the temptations of the world and the devil to say, no, I'm going to self-create. I'm going to define my own reality. I'm the source of my own meaning and being and all the rest of that. I'm the origin of my own greatness, whatever that might be. That's the temptation. Jesus is making it clear. He humbled Himself. He became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted Him and bestowed on Him the name that's above every name. So Jesus humbled Himself, and that humility is expressed in obedience. That's what humility looks like. That's what it is. And even unto death. So it's an obedience without limit before God. It's to do His whole, His entire will for us and say yes to it, even to the point of giving up our lives. Because of that humility, God has highly exalted Jesus and given Him the name that's above every name. That at the name of Jesus, Paul says, every knee's going to bow and every tongue will confess to the glory of God the Father that Jesus Christ is the Lord. He's the one. He's the faithful Son, and all power and authority belong to Him. Blessed be His name. Have a great day, friends.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.